Our next category is the most Islamophobic media personality.
Now, some of you probably assume that nobody wants to openly be Islamophobic on TV or on print media in fear of losing their jobs. Well, you'd be wrong.
Not only some of these presenters are Islamophobic, but many of them have been promoted by their employers.
BBC. I'm not going to mention the BBC. I'm not going to mention the BBC. Hey, why would I mention the BBC? Johnson.
Some are hastening to add the expense of the taxpayers.
Money, yeah. There we are. So we know where your license money is going. But shall we commence proceedings? And the first nominee in this is...
It's Melanie Phillips, sorry.
Is she up there?
Melanie Phillips, right there.
She's the Daily Mail columnist.
She is indeed, she still is.
Yeah, she says, since most of the mass immigration now from Muslim Europe is composed of Muslims, it is therefore hardly surprising that anti-immigrant feeling is largely anti-Muslim feeling. The sheer weight of numbers plus the refusal to assimilate Western values makes this an unprecedented crisis for Western liberalism. The crisis is forcing it to confront the fundamental question of what constitutes country, national identity, and the very nature of a liberal society.
There we are, liberal talk from Adolf Hitler. Sorry, from Melanie Phillips. Beg your pardon. Right.
Our next nomination is Mr. Robert. What's his name?
Kilroy.
Of the BBC and the Daily Express. He's asserted, they Muslims are backward and evil, and if it's being racist to say so, then I must be happy and proud to be so.
You, Mr. Kilroy, are a fascist BBC man. And because it is truthful to say so, I'm happy to say so. If ever a case for abortion could be made.
Our next nomination is Colin Toynbee, the Guardian columnist, who scribbled, religious politics scar India, Kashmir, Ireland, Sri Lanka, Sudan. The list of countries vexed by religion is long, but the present danger is caused by Islamist theocracy. There is no point in pretending it is not so. Wherever Islam either is the government or bears down upon the government, it imposes harsh regimes and denies them of basic human rights. And she also said, the pen sharpened, Islamophobia, no such thing. Primitive Middle Eastern religions and most others are much the same.
Now, we'd normally blame it on the hormones, but in Polly Toynbee's case, it's just a mental state of health. If only a case for involuntary euthanasia could be made. And the final nominee in this section is Mr. Nicky Campbell, BBC Radio 5 Live morning show and breakfast programme presenter, who gushed out. I can see it now. What is more harmful to women, Miss World or Islam?
And what we'd like to ask Nicky Campbell is, everyone actually, Nicky Campbell or the BBC, who is more insulting in this sense?
Yes, and not only that, we have to now go to the final winner of this particular award. And who is it, the man? Have you got the envelope there? It's the same envelope we're using because we haven't got any money. You need to give us money. Sorry.
Not the same envelope.
Got an auction there. Yeah. Oh. Who do you think it is? Go on, who do you think it is? Anyone else?
Well, I was
going to
go to the nominations actually. They were Melanie Phillips, Robert Kilroy Silk, Polly Toynbee, and Nicky Campbell. And the winner is, let me open that envelope again. It's Melanie Phillips.
Yes, Miss Zionist 2003. Miss Phillips isn't here to collect her award today. She's too busy rewriting Mein Kampf and substituting the word Jew with Muslim. But we do have a lady from the liberated country of Afghanistan coming to take her award. Well, she did want to say something, but the Americans won't let her.